The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're looking at these Hour One Nuggets specials. We've come away from 2 Peter for a little while just to go through these specials that I believe the Lord is giving us. And today we're at Matthew, the 7th chapter, and verse 21, and this is what it says. My Bible heads it, True Disciples. The Lord says this, Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Beloved, on the face of it, once again, it seems the Lord is bringing us a hard word. I believe this. I believe this very, very much. We are in the end times, and it is these times that the Lord needs to bring these hard words because there's not much time left. Right before he is talking about true discipleship, Jesus is talking about false prophets. He says, Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep. Who are really vicious wolves. Jesus then goes on to say, you can identify them by their fruit. That is the way they act. Beloved, this is what we have. We have a gift of discernment that comes from the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't been blessed with the gift of discernment, then Jesus is giving you another way that you can understand these wolves in sheep's clothing. I'll get it the right way around in a moment. Wolves in sheep's clothing. You can get it very easily by what Jesus says there, right before in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 15. In fact, he says it in 16. You can identify them by their fruit. That is the way they act. It's an important word, this, beloved, for so many reasons. Because we've got to make sure that we do get into the kingdom of heaven. And I believe the only way to do that is to obey God's commands. And one of the biggest commands he ever asked us to obey was to love one another. Now you just imagine this. Just imagine, if you will, for a second. I know it's going to be difficult, but just imagine for a second, if you will. Every single Christian in this world, every single follower of the Lord Jesus in this world today, right now, right at this very moment. Just imagine they all loved each other. Everyone loved everyone in the Christian faith. Just imagine it. I know it's difficult, but just imagine it. And just by virtue of me saying these words, I know it's difficult, tells you something about the state of the church in this world. Jesus is coming back for a spotless bride, beloved. He is coming back for an unblemished bride. And his unblemished bride is the church, is the ecclesia, is the people who gather together to worship God in spirit and in truth and to love him and honor him. That's what Jesus is coming back for. Now beware of this. Jesus is coming back. That you can rest assured of. But there are many, many, many people who think they're coming back for him or her. But because of what Jesus is saying right here, there's doubt about that. You see, we're told that we have to love one another as Christ has loved us. Love one another as Christ has loved us. And Jesus talks here about obeying God's laws. Because of Jesus Christ, we have grace. And we can come before the throne of grace and say, Lord God Almighty, please forgive me for the sin in my life. And we can keep short account, beloved. But do you? Beloved, do you realize what Jesus is coming back for? And when he comes back, do you realize the necessity of him coming back for a spotless bride? He says it very clearly here, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter, says Jesus. And he goes on to say that many have prophesied in his name. Many have cast out demons in Jesus' name, says our Lord. But they're not going to get in. Why? Because they're not obeying God's laws and their fruit isn't right. And it is very easy to see that their fruit isn't right because they're doing stuff wrong. That's the point. I can't put it any plainer than that. They are doing stuff wrong. And we must make sure that is not us, beloved. It is not us doing stuff wrong, but what we are doing is relying on the Holy Spirit. What we are doing is worshiping in spirit and in truth. What we are doing is obeying God's laws. What we are doing is loving one another as Christ has loved us. Just imagine, and a community, okay, let's make this smaller, a community of Christians. Let's say 30 people all gathered together somewhere, all of them loving one another as Christ has loved them. Can you imagine that? A community of Christians gathered together whose hearts were on fire for God. And within that community, there's what we call heart unity. I want you to remember that word, heart unity. I talk about heart unity a lot, and I have been talking about heart unity since 1994, believe it or not. That's when God gave me this heart unity feeling in my heart. Since 1994. Remember that word. Write it down somewhere. Do you know, I'd love you to write it down on your fridge, on a little post-it note, and just write these words, heart unity, because it reminds you that what we've got to do is find that heart unity, find that community of God-loving, spirit-filled Christians who love each other as Christ has loved them. It's possible to find. But that's what we intend to do here on Worship Radio 247. We intend to put together a community of people who are on fire for God, who love God, and who fellowship in the Spirit. It's lovely, because as we spread the love of God asunder, as we spread it around the world, I believe things may well change. And I believe that's why the Lord gave us this ministry. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for your warning that not everyone will get in who says, Lord, Lord. And Father, let it be us. Let it be us that bears fruit. In your precious name we pray. Amen and amen. We worship you.
and we adore you, Lord.